Welcome to A Week of It here at Coast Access Radio, brought to you by KC News. www.kcnews.co.nz is the online newspaper for Kapiti and Hauriwhenua. Here's a selection of some of the stories from the website over the last week. Good news, Brent Falanico, the 60-year-old man who was reported missing on Wednesday in the Waikanae Beach area, has been found. He's safe and he's been reunited with his family. Incident Controller Senior Constable Brett Main would like to thank all the Land Search and Rescue and Amateur Radio Emergency Communications volunteers for their dedication over the past few days. Police were able to locate the man after receiving a report from a member of the public who recognised him from the social media post. And they say thank you to everyone that interacted with the post and supported the search. Police have now laid charges following last week's incident in Bledisloe Street in Levin. Manawatū Area Commander Inspector Sarah Stewart says a 62-year-old Levin man has been charged with threatening to kill, causing harm by posting digital communication, arson and possession of an offensive weapon. Commander Inspector Stewart says the man's been released from hospital and is remanded in custody, scheduled to reappear in Levin District Court on the 31st of August. She says a number of investigations relating to the incident last week remain ongoing at present, and as the matter is before the court, police cannot comment further at this time. David Ogden, standing for the Poroporomu ward, says it's essential that true political experience is present around the council table because of the many not standing again and with the new faces being elected. He says as a previous mayor and councillor of Hutt City, regional councillor and member of the Hutt Valley District Health Board, he'll hit the road running. Mr. Ogden says he's been a resident of Kapiti for over 11 years and has also previously owned property in Ōtaki and says he knows a great deal of the recent workings of the district. Firefighters from the Waikanae, Poroporomu and Ōtaki Volunteer Fire Brigades are set to take on the challenge of climbing the Sky Tower to raise funds for Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand. Waikanae firefighters Tony Iacupi and Martin Bohanna are part of a team of seven from the Waikanae Volunteer Fire Brigade taking part in this year's challenge. They were fundraising at the Waikanae New World recently. The challenge to climb the Sky Tower involves each firefighter taking 1,103 steps. They'll be wearing kits weighing some 25 kilos. The height of the Sky Tower, 328 metres, the tallest building in the Southern Hemisphere. Each firefighter will navigate 51 flights of stairs. New Zealand Fire Service says this massive annual fundraising event is the ultimate challenge for firefighters from all over Aotearoa to give it their all for Kiwis living with blood cancer by climbing Auckland's Sky Tower. Representatives from Kapiti Coast District Council, Kiwi Rail, Police, Goodmans and TrackSafe met on site recently to discuss the issues at Waikanae's Elizabeth Street railway crossing. Heavy vehicles were having difficulty clearing the crossing onto Main Road, the Old State Highway 1, with not quite enough time to cross before the second set of traffic lights turned to amber. TrackSafe manager Megan Drayton says there's a risk of a collision with a train if a motorist ends up with the rear of the vehicle trapped on the level crossing. She says this is obviously potentially dangerous for the motorist, but also for the rail staff and passengers on the train. A collision between a heavy vehicle and a train has the potential to derail the train. Megan says it's a useful exercise for the agencies to get together to view the traffic flows at the intersection and brainstorm ways safety risks could be mitigated. She says it's been a relatively simple solution for KCDC traffic engineers to request Waka Kotahi Transport Operations Centre change the phasing of the lights. Vehicles now have an extra 2 seconds before the traffic lights turn amber. Megan says that may not seem like much time, but it makes a huge difference for heavy vehicles, especially to clear the crossing and move safely onto the main road. Now, for more on these stories and a lot more, see the website www.kcnews.co.nz. It's the online newspaper for Kapiti and Hauriwhenua. And that's A Week of It here at Coast Access Radio. I'm Todd Zahner.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.